KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. The Atlantic Golf and Country Club will host the 56th Annual Tournament of Champions today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The 54-hole event features golfers in three divisions, championship, senior, and super senior, competing for titles. Golfers qualify for their home club tournaments. Defending champion Brad Harkoff of Atlantic will battle in the 43-man championship division. 21 golfers will compete for the senior title, and 10 others are in the super senior division. KJN will have live coverage all weekend long on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also listen to our live stream at KJN.com or on your phone as well with the free KJAN app, either in the iTunes or the Google Play Store to find that to download. Follow the results each day on our sports page at KJN.com and check out KJN TV page on our website for live video from the first tee. You can catch our live tee to green coverage beginning here this morning. We'll have our first report coming up for you here in just a little bit here on KJN. In Major League Baseball, game you heard here on KJN last night that was a little bit rain-delayed. Adam Wainwright recovered from a shaky start to earn his 14th win, tying for Major League lead. And rookie Colton Wong homered twice to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-2 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Johnny Peralta's two-run double keyed a three-run first off of Brandon Workman, and Wong had his first multi-homer game. The Cardinals took 2 of 3 from their stripped-down opponents, who beat them in the World Series last fall but are in last place in the AL East. Wainwright needed 66 pitches to slog through the first three innings after the start was delayed by rain for more than an hour for the second straight night. In other Major League Baseball scores from last night's play, in interleague action, it was Philadelphia over Houston 6-5, Cincinnati beat Cleveland 4-0, Kansas City over Arizona 6-2, and the Dodgers beat the Angels 7-0. In the American League, the Yankees over Detroit 1-0. It was Baltimore doubling up Toronto 2-1. Oakland shut out Minnesota 3-0, and Seattle a big winner over the White Sox 13-3. In National League play, it was Washington going extra innings to beat the Mets 5-3. That was in 13 innings of play. Milwaukee was a 3-1 winner over San Francisco. The Cubs beat Colorado 6-2. Javier Baez, their rookie who was just called up this past week, had a couple more homers in that game. And Pittsburgh was a 7-2 winner over Miami. Other Major League Baseball news, the L.A. Dodgers have acquired right-hander Roberto Hernandez from the Philadelphia Phillies in a trade for two players to be named later or cash considerations. The 33-year-old Hernandez is 6-8 with a 3.87 ERA in his first season with the Phillies, who signed him to a one-year $4.5 million deal last December. He spent last year with Tampa Bay and his first 7 Major League seasons with Cleveland when he was known as Fausto Carmona. Hernandez has been a starter for most of his career. He's penciled in to start Friday night against Milwaukee. Also in baseball news, Miami Marlins pitcher Dan Jennings was hospitalized in Pittsburgh after being hit in the head by a line drive. Marlins manager Mike Redmond said Jennings' eyes were open and he was responding to questions from the medical staff while on the mound. Jennings was diagnosed with a concussion and was kept in a hospital overnight for observations. In golf, Ryan Palmer, Lee Westwood, and Kevin Chappell are the first-round co-leaders after the first round of the PGA Championship, the final major of the PGA Tour season. All shot 6-under-65s. Palmer had the lead to himself at 7-under before a bogey on the par 3 8th, which was the 17th hole for him, dropped him into the tie. The 41-year-old Westwood has never won a major championship in an otherwise distinguished career. He had 9 birdies on the day for his best score ever in the PGA. Chappell has yet to win on the PGA Tour in 4 seasons. British Open champ Rory McIlroy, Jim Furyk, Henrik Stenson, and Eduardo Molinari each shot 66 and are looking just one off the lead. Tiger Woods struggled with his game and shot 74. Playing partner Phil Mickelson turned in a 2-under-69, and defending champion Jason Duffner withdrew from the tournament after 10 holes due to neck pain. He was 8-over at the time. Germany's Sandra Gall shot a 6-under-65 to take the lead at the opening round of the Meyer LPGA Classic. That gives her a one-shot lead over NB Park and 2 shots up on Catherine Kirk. Michelle Wee, the U.S. Women's Open champ, had to withdraw after 9 holes due to a wrist injury. She was 5-over after 9 holes. Also in NFL preseason action last night, Sean Smith and Malcolm Bronson return interceptions for touchdowns. DeAnthony Thomas brought back a punt 80 yards for another score. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Cincinnati Bengals 41-39 in their preseason opener last night. Andy Dalton was sharp in his only series for the Bengals after signing a new 6-year deal this week. He hit wide receiver A.J. Green for a 53-yard pass to set up the opening field goal. He quickly gave way to backup Jason Campbell, who was just 6 of 15 for 72 yards. And while he threw a pair of touchdown passes, he was also responsible for the pick sixes by Smith and Bronson before getting banged up midway through the third quarter. Bengals' Dre Kirkpatrick also returned an interception for a touchdown. That game won there by the Chiefs for their first preseason game of the year last night at Arrowhead Stadium. Other results from Major League or from the NFL for you last night. A lot of other preseason games going on in the NFL as well. And the Super Bowl team slogged through a preseason opener delayed by lightning and a flurry of flags last night before linebacker Steven Jackson's end zone interception of Terrell Pryor's pass sealed the Denver Broncos' 21-16 win over the Seattle Seahawks. There was a 46-minute lightning delay. New backup quarterback Kellen Clemens threw a 70-yard touchdown pass to Dontrell Inman midway through the third quarter, and the San Diego Chargers beat the Dallas Cowboys 27-7. Michael Vick led the New York Jets on a touchdown drive, capped by fellow newcomer Chris Johnson's 1-yard scoring run in a 13-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. With new offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak at the helm, Baltimore's Joe Flacco produced an 80-yard touchdown march in his only series, and the Ravens beat San Francisco 23-3. And Tom Brady took the night off, and Robert Griffin III played one series, going 2-for-4 for 9 yards as the Washington Redskins beat the New England Patriots 23-6. In other sporting news for you here this morning, some trades going on in the NBA, and it won't be long before LeBron James is a new All-Star teammate with him on the Cavaliers. Minnesota and Cleveland have agreed in principle to a trade that will send Kevin Love to the Cavaliers for Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett, last year's first overall pick, and a first-round draft pick as well. Two people with knowledge of the deal have told the AP they spoke on condition of anonymity because no official agreement can be reached until August 23rd, when Wiggins, this year's number one overall draft pick, becomes eligible to be traded. By that point, the deal could be expanded to include a third team, according to one of the people familiar with the talks. The Timberwolves have had discussions with the Philadelphia 76ers about acquiring forward Thaddeus Young to help fill Love's shoes. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant has withdrawn from the U.S. national team, dealing yet another blow to the weakening American team. The NBA's MVP has informed USA Basketball that he is mentally and physically drained from the season. His withdrawal comes less than a week after Indiana's Paul George was lost to a broken right leg. The NCAA Board of Directors has overwhelmingly approved a package of historic reforms that will give the nation's five biggest conferences the ability to unilaterally change some of the basic rules governing college sports. If the 16-2 decision stands, there will be striking differences between the 65 largest schools and the more than 280 others in Division I beginning as early as October 1st, though few expect change to come that quickly. Representatives of the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC will hold nearly twice as much voting power as any other group on a newly created council where the most legislation will be approved or rejected. The legislation still could be overridden in the next 60 days. And a note from Pacific Coast League Baseball as well. Oklahoma City beat Iowa 16-4. Omaha 16-9 winner over Colorado Springs. And today's games, Omaha will finish up a rain-suspended game in the fourth inning, a 4-0 lead over Colorado Springs before they play a second game at 8:05 tonight. And Iowa's at Oklahoma City for a 7:05 start time. That's a look at the latest sports here for you on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.